It's time for the Dirt Doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show talking about organic gardening and landscaping and whatever you want to chat about. We got us a cool little morning here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I know a lot of you over there on the East Coast are bracing for some real cold weather and nasty weather. Wherever you are in the country, hope you can take a little time to visit with us this morning. For many of you across the country, it's the best time of the year to do gardening, the fall. It's when plants get a nice burst of root growth, and so if you get those new plants in and they're in the fall and through the winter, getting some root growth in the spring, they'll take off like they've been there a long time. So it's a beneficial kind of deal. So to chat about any of those things, give me a call, 1-866-444-3478, 1-866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T in this case, 3478. I noticed something interesting driving in this morning. The way I drive from Dallas to the radio station here in Las Colinas in Irving, Texas, you pass the golf course where they played Byron Nelson, the TPC, and it was the fairway that you can see easiest was solid white. And I thought, ooh, that's frost. And looked at the temperature. Temperature in my car was 42. On my phone, it was saying it was about 43. And, you know, I thought I knew the reason, but I looked it up real quick. And it's an interesting phenomenon that you can have frost. It's called hoar frost, H-O-A-R, which relates to looking like old man's whiskers or something like that, I guess. But the deal is that down at the ground, right at ground level, the temperature can be several degrees colder because the cold air is heavier and settled. But it's still kind of curious. We had some frost at home in our garden in the backyard, especially on some hibiscus in pots and a couple of things a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, the temperatures weren't anywhere near freezing. So there can be a pretty dramatic difference in what the air temperature is just a few feet off the ground and what it is right at the surface. So you may have seen some frost out there. For golf courses, more importantly than your home lawn, you don't want to walk around on that grass that has frost on it. It won't do any permanent damage, but it will temporarily burn those spots where you step, and that's why the superintendents on golf courses keep you off the golf course, especially the greens, until the frost has dissipated. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling, makers of Munster natural dog food and cat food. We've got an SPCA pooch for adoption, and he's a pretty wild-looking little dude. Alfie is his name. From last week, Brucey was adopted. However, Baxter is still waiting for a home, so check them out. Their pictures are always on our website on dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA button. But Alfie's a two-year-old black Labrador retriever mix. He looks like he might have a little pit bull in him, so you might want to take a look at that. That doesn't necessarily mean anything bad, but that's what you might notice when you look at Alfie's picture on our website. And apparently he's a real sweetheart, loves crawling in your lap, already knows how to sit. His previous owners say that he's not quite house trained yet, so you got a little work to do there. Check out Alfie. Alfie on dirtdoctor.com, and also Baxter, who is still waiting for a home. Last week, we had some kind of interesting conversation about cookies. We talked about the chocolate chip cookies that I experimented with and had some good tasting cookies that were kind of soggy. And several people called with some advice on how to firm up the cookies and crisp them up. And I tried a couple of things. I didn't cook a new batch that was a great success because I ran out of time or didn't take the time. I'll try to do that this week, and we'll talk more about it next week. But one of the recommendations was to use xanthan gum, and I got some. It was made by the same company that made the almond meal that was the base of the cookies, rather than using, you know, wheat and flour and so forth, which was kind of the whole point of the exercise. And the xanthan gum was recommended by several people. The other thing recommended to thicken up the cookies was to use less honey. I put the same amount of honey in the recipe as the recipe called for sugar, and a couple people recommended that be cut in half or something like that. And I played with that a little bit. I put the xanthan gum in, and my warning to you on that stuff is that it does what it's billed to do, thickening the cookies up. In fact, when I put the blobs, I should have brought some to show you. I'll show you all this at some point, and we'll figure out what's the ideal chocolate chip cookie at some point here. In fact, some of the people have given me additional recipes, so we'll be trying out all those too. But when you put the xanthan gum in the mix, it only calls for a quarter of a teaspoon, like the same amount of baking soda that goes in. And I think I rounded it a little bit, put in just a little bit more than it called for. Don't do that. When I put the blobs of mix on the cookie sheet to put them in the oven, they cooked and became crisp at exactly that shape. They didn't fall at all. So I don't know. You might be able to use even less than the recipe calls for on the product. When you get it on your fingers and it gets wet, it just has a real slick feel, and it's even hard to wash off. I've had a couple people that are into natural organic cooking and everything raise their eyebrows a little bit at the use of this product. It's made from a microorganism body, basically. So trying the formula or the recipe with just half the honey might be the ticket. We did that was. And this was kind of related to that. We did our last newsletter on a question that came in. I had mentioned on the air last week a couple of main things that I do for my health, which is pretty good. I need to knock on wood every time I say this, I guess, but I've never had the flu, and I don't remember the last time I had a cold. If I had one, which I'm sure I have, it's been a long, long time. And part of my regime, two things that I do is take the probiotic. My wife Judy and I both are big, big fans of it, what it does health-wise and losing weight-wise as well. But I think that what I was talking about that the question came from was the two things being probiotics and apple cider vinegar. I take apple cider vinegar internally, obviously. Well, I even rinse with it when I take a shower occasionally, especially when I'm using I'm traveling, the water's not clean, I don't know what the soap is, but even if you're using a good clean water and clean soap, it just helps to wash the soap residue, soap film off your body, and it's great for your skin, makes your skin real soft and everything. And I play golf in a garden, I'm out in the sun a lot, and I used to get these spots on my hand. My mother had chronic black spots like that on her, so I inherited that, I guess. Since I've been doing apple cider vinegar internally and externally, I not only haven't had any more of them, but the ones that I had have gotten lighter, and they haven't gone away totally, but they're not. Those of you that have those members can see my hand there. They're not spotted up too much, and I think the vinegar has something to do with that. Anyway, we did a newsletter about my overall health plan because it just reminded me that I hadn't updated it in a while, and I change it a lot. I change it from time to time is what I do for my health drink in the morning and what I eat and drink and that sort of thing. It has stayed basically the same now for quite a long time. So I updated it. If you didn't get a copy of the newsletter, you can go to dirtdoctor.com. The current newsletter is right there under the button newsletter. Click on the button that says newsletter, which is where? It's in the left-hand column under Howard Garrett. I'm under my picture with a couple of my dogs there. You can click on it and see it. I'll go through it in a little bit detail. For those of you who don't have computer and everything, we'll talk about it. It's pretty simple. And there's two big changes that have moved in to my regime that I'll tell you about. And you may or may not want to try them, but I'll tell you what I'm doing, and it's quite different. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number to be on the show, and there's a couple of lines for you at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
Healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the organic business. They have quality fertilizers and soil amendments both in liquid and dry form. All of Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely on Medina products. They have a brand new fertilizer that's going to be on the market pretty soon. I'll keep you posted on that. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for a Medina. Their website is medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, garden centers, feed stores, any place that sells organic products. The Medina products are always available from naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And the number is 866-444-3478. Before we finish on this nutrition talk, it'll take a little while. I'm going to talk to Dale because he's been holding a while there in Waco, Texas. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Howard. How are you up there?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Listen, I've been composting for about 5 years using what I call the big old pile method.
Yep. Okay.
Works fine.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get in a hurry. But, you know, after 6 months, a year, just depending, I got compost at least halfway down. It's worked fine, but I've been cleaning up the yard. I'm running out of space to do that. So anyway, I've gone ahead and constructed the what I see in the websites and all places I can find information on this, the way to do it with kind of like three little bins, you know, about 6 foot by 6 foot, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try and do that and rotate it and turn it and see what that's like. But what I was wondering specifically is, I have a wealth of leaves this time of year. My neighbors clean them up for me, and I collect them, and I don't have any problem with leaves and brown material in the wintertime. What do I do for green material?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do. There are some grasses and things that are cool season that you can grow and harvest. You know, the fastest growing are probably Elbon rye, some of the vetches, some of those kinds of things. Evergreen plants that are around, you know, you can do some a little bit of trimming and get some green things there. The other protein sources for you would be, you know, any kind of manure, any kind of organic fertilizers or something like that. You can get protein in the form of various meals in feed stores, you know, soy meal. Fish meal would be too expensive, but some of the other kind of meals that would be available would work too. But the cool season plants, you know, this is a perfect time to plant Elbon rye from seed and grow some green winter grass in a hurry.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Of course, I put all my household waste in there too.
Which is a lot of protein too.
Yeah, I have so many leaves. I was thinking, you know, I'm just going to overwhelm this with the brown material. And I just wasn't sure if this was really going to be worth it doing it this way or not, because the other method is so easy.
Well, I tell you another thing that you can do, which is it will take some work, but it's inexpensive to do. Any place you see tree trimming going on, talk to the tree care companies and try to get the ground up tree trimmings. If you see some clearing going on the road, and that's happening somewhere all the time, you know, sometimes on a real large scale basis. If you get tree trimmings that are ground up trees that were living, there's a real high level of protein in those tree trimmings, in the cambium layer and the living tissue, the stems, you know, and the leaves that were on the tree and all that. That's why the ground up tree trimmings make such a nice mulch. It's such a wonderful balance of carbon and protein. So that's another protein source for you that would be free.
Excellent. So it's protein is what I'm really after to feed to the...
Protein relates to nitrogen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Howard, I really appreciate it.
You're doing a good job. See you later.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about this latest newsletter. One of the things that somebody sent me that I thought they were wrong on, and they weren't, they said I should have talked about cardiovascular exercise and or yoga. Well, the little exercise program that Logan talks about that I think the only time you hear it maybe is when you're on hold, she talks about doing exercise with a friend, walking, or going to a martial arts class, which I used to do. I used to do Taekwondo or yoga. And yoga is what I do now, and I do it on a pretty regular basis. I don't do it as religiously as I should, but I think yoga is great. And somebody had mentioned that. I recommend it highly. It's one of those exercise programs that can be as intense as you want it to be. And I think that not only it's good, you know, you can do it to a level where it gives you great cardiovascular if you want to have a real aggressive program, but it's basically fancy stretching. I think a lot of people have a negative connotation maybe a little bit about yoga, that being a little weird and doing meditation and all that. And meditation's great, by the way. That is one of the important parts of it. But I think that just the stretching part of it, and the learning how to breathe better, that's been the big thing for me, is that, and standing up straight, you know, not especially people as they age, they start to get more and more and more rolled over. It's why you see a big reason why you see so many people as they get elderly have kind of a hunchback effect. It's gravity. It's a natural kind of thing. Well, yoga teaches, you know, you to stand up straight. I think that's probably about the most important part of it. And related to that is breathing properly, you know, which I was into when I was in the Marine Corps, learning how to fire a rifle like the Marines teach you to do. And then you kind of get away from it. You don't think about breathing as being all that important a deal, but it's a hugely important part of an exercise program and a health program. So we'll get yoga and some other things like that added to this, and I'll update it again. We'll continue to. But for those of you that haven't seen it, don't have a computer, one thing that we can do for those of you who don't have a computer at all, we don't do this very often, but this is kind of a special case. If you don't have a computer, if you send us a self-addressed and stamped envelope, we'll send you a hard copy of it. Be glad to do that. The birds are flying in. I'll give you all that when I get back. So grab a pencil, and I'll go on through the details on this for you on the air, because there's a couple of things I want to highlight and clarify just a little bit. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 86, and call about anything, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Residents in the eastern third of the country, from the mid-Atlantic region to the northeast, are bracing for a peculiar major storm formed by the convergence of Hurricane Sandy and two other cold weather systems. Forecasters expect strong winds, torrential rain, and even snow. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney heads to Ohio today instead of Virginia due to the approach of that storm. President Obama has canceled appearances tomorrow and Tuesday to monitor the storm's effects from the White House. A tsunami warning that spurred coastal evacuations across the Hawaiian Islands has been downgraded to an advisory. The warning triggered after a 7.7 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Canada last night. And authorities in southeastern Michigan say another in a string of shootings has wounded a motorist driving along Interstate 96. No injuries reported in the shootings before yesterday. This is SRN News.
A doctor from the Midwest has developed a highly unusual investment approach capable of generating thousands of dollars at a time without touching stocks or any other conventional investments. Ordinary people across the country are using this doctor's approach themselves with incredible results.
I made $18,665 in about 7 days.
I made $23,000 in 2 months.
The retired doctor who developed this unique approach has found a way to use it online from any brokerage account and get paid in just 60 seconds every single time. He himself makes enough money doing this to pay for almost all his expenses each month. But now, for a brief time only, he's doing something that could have a huge impact on your wealth. So listen carefully. He posted a free video online detailing his approach and how to use it yourself. So watch it today by going to RetirementTrader6.com. The video is free to watch and will start playing as soon as you visit RetirementTrader6.com. That's www.RetirementTrader6.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. No team has ever come back from an 0-3 World Series deficit. That's the daunting task facing the Detroit Tigers after they lost 2-0 at home to San Francisco in Game 3 of the Fall Classic last night. With starter Ryan Vogelsong and Tim Lincecum in relief leading the way, the Giants became the first team to throw consecutive World Series shutouts in nearly half a century. Vogelsong, whose path to the World Series took a detour to Japan, thanked God after the game and says he didn't have his best stuff but was determined to get the victory.
You know, it's my first World Series. I've been waiting for this since I was 5 years old. And I wasn't going to go down without a fight, that's for sure.
The Tigers' big hitters, Miguel Cabrera and Prince Fielder, are combined 3-for-19 against the Giants. Manager Jim Leland.
Obviously, a lot of people struggle. When you only get 5 hits and you don't score any runs, you know, we don't point fingers at anybody in particular. We say as a team tonight, we didn't get it done. That's the way we work here. That's the way we've operated since I've been here, and that's the way we'll always operate.
San Francisco ace Matt Cain goes for a sweep in Detroit tonight against the Tigers' Max Scherzer. This is SRN Sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder have traded sixth man of the year, James Harden, to Houston, breaking up the young core of the Western Conference champs. The Thunder acquired guards Kevin Martin and Jeremy Lamb, 2 first-round picks and a second-rounder in the surprising deal that was completed Saturday night. Alabama solidified their top spot of the rankings with a 38-7 win over number 13 Mississippi State, but Florida, second of the BCS, lost their first game, 17-9 to 12th-ranked Georgia, who will move up to number 2 in the BCS. Oregon, a 70-14 winner over Colorado, or maybe Kansas State, a 55-24 winner over Texas Tech. How about Notre Dame, a 30-13 winner over Oklahoma? There's a big game in the NFC East later today as the 5-2 Giants play at 3-3 Dallas. Giants coach Tom Coughlin.
Very important. An opportunity, of course, to win in the division, to go back to 2-2 in the division, to give ourselves an opportunity against, with last week Washington, this week Dallas, to get back in good standing.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Howard, back with you. And Let's finish talking about this. We send out a newsletter on a weekly basis, and if you're a new listener and wondering how you get the newsletter, that's pretty simple. Send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can fill out the form on the website, and we'll send it to you. It's weekly. Comes out different days of the week depending on what our schedule is. Usually covers one subject at a time. This one, because it covers a program, includes several things, and that's why I wanted to go through it with you. But I'd love to have you join. A lot of people are on it, and we get more response almost about the newsletter than anything that we do. But this all came about because somebody heard me mention a couple of points last week that I think were the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics that I take daily, and the apple cider vinegar that I drink on a daily basis. But what the newsletter covers is, the first paragraph was about the probiotics and the apple cider vinegar. And by the way, for internal purposes, this is something I need to clarify, vinegar, use an organic one. Use an organic apple cider vinegar. Fleshman's is one that will be in some stores. Bragg is one that's fairly universally available, although it lately has been not in some stores. But if you look at the vinegars that are available, the ones that are made from, you know, natural materials, whether it's grapes or apples or whatever it's made from, if it's a true vinegar, it'll be 5% acidity. And if it has the mother in it, which means if you hold it up and shake it, you'll see some solids in the vinegar. That's best. The regular vinegar is for apple cider vinegar, non-organic, is what you can use and save some money for the Garrett juice mixture. But for internal purposes and even for rinsing in the shower, I would use an organic vinegar coming from. And I think that may be the problem with some of the products out there not being available lately in some of the stores, is that there was a shortage of organic apples. The rest of my health program is something that I guess surprises people a little bit, but it seems to work very well for me. And some of the specific parts of it have even some really strong data backing them up to help with degenerative diseases and all kinds of things. The health drink, I guess, is the best place to start. I almost always start with some kind of a health drink in the morning. For years, you probably heard me talk about the missing link. There was a missing link for dogs and cats and birds and various things, and there was a human form. And I would use the missing link in some water, some clean filtered water, as the base of the health drink that I did in the morning. Well, it's not available anymore. They quit making it for humans. They still make it for animals, but they don't make it for humans. So the one I have started taking is the one that's listed in here in this newsletter, and it is a weird name. Let's see, did we even put it in the no, we just put the flaxseed product. Well, we need to update this already. I just noticed. I will pull it up and give it to you. I get it from Marty Whittick, and it is available. If you look at the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, over on the left-hand side, you'll see the big letters HW, and some of these products that I talk about are available through, not Marty, but Andy's website, which is called Health Works. The Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the flaxseed product that has the weird name that we didn't put in the newsletter. Sorry about that. And we'll get that added in a couple of other things, too. Any good quality flax is good. Flax is part of the last thing I'll tell you about that's a major change in my diet. I also almost always put some kind of ground rock in the drink. And this is one I'm careful to talk about, because if you get the wrong stuff, it could be a problem. For years, I used natural diatomaceous earth, you know, an amorphous freshwater diatomaceous earth. The one that's my favorite, that's the best quality product on the market, is almost impossible to get today. The manufacturer just has not worked very closely with anybody to get it on the market where it's easily available. The second best, or just any other natural organic products that are out there that don't have any additional ingredients, you know, no pesticides or anything like that. You want a natural diatomaceous earth that is fresh water diatoms and not contaminated in any way. The thing you can do instead, there's a labeled product that's that Redmond Clay puts out, and that Redmond Clay is a real good product that I sometimes use instead of diatomaceous earth. And then the third thing that can be used in that category is a real fine texture, and we're talking about talcum powder texture on all these, zeolite. And the zeolites are available in some of the health stores and that sort of thing. And I usually put about 1 to 2 teaspoons of one of those rock materials in the drink, and then 2 rounded tablespoons of some kind of a good flax product like I was talking about. 2 to 3 tablespoons, about an ounce or so of apple cider vinegar. Sometimes when I'm in a hurry, I'll just throw down some vitamins and take the apple cider vinegar straight. I'll just put in a big spoon, take a couple of big spoonfuls. You got to get used to that. The first time you do that, it'll take your breath. So yeah, I'm at the point now where I like the taste of it. It doesn't bother me. Like I said, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. But also Dr. O'Hara makes a product that is a living oil capsule. And I'm taking that now instead of fish oil. I used to have in this formula fish oil. And fish oil is good if you get a clean product. Nothing wrong with it. In fact, it's very good for your health. But this essential living oils product is produced with the same kind of quality as the probiotics, and it's not a fish product. And it for those of you that are vegans and vegetarians, it fits in that category. I'm not in that category, by the way, but if you are, that's a way to get a fish oil type product that would fit your program. And then I put enough juice or just filtered water to make an 8 or 10 ounce drink. I drink a lot of pomegranate juice, cranberry juice. I've lately been drinking more cherry, tart cherry than anything else. And I don't drink a lot. I'll drink a small glass full in the morning. I think if you drink too much juice, even though it tastes great, it'd be a little bit too much calories and that sort of thing. One of the new parts of my program is I'm using Crazy Water instead of my own filtered water at home. I still use our own filtered water, too, because we have the whole house system and reverse osmosis. If you use reverse osmosis, whether you're using a bottled product or your own filter at home, mix some what I do is I mix some water that comes through the big charcoal filter with the reverse osmosis so it's not totally devoid of minerals. But if you want something that's loaded with beneficial minerals, the Crazy Water product, that's one of our sponsors, is what I recommend that you take. And then the to go along with that, the vitamins A, C, B complex was also left out of this. I must have the either an old copy or we didn't get some of the edits in there. I take a B complex and also CoQ10 every day. And then the final thing I take as far as a vitamin is a sublingual B12. That means you put it under your tongue and it melts there. Maybe one of the most important parts of my health program, if you're not taking a B12 out there, I recommend it highly. It's got data 9 miles long about what all benefits come from taking B12 on a regular basis. And then the rest of my program is what I eat. I tend, like I said, I'm not a vegetarian, not even close. I eat grass-fed meats, a lot of them. I eat meat pretty much every meal. I start with breakfast, for example, like I did this morning with eggs, either fried or scrambled. I fry with coconut oil or real butter. Don't use any of the vegetable oils with the exception of olive oil. And you got to be careful cooking with it because if you get it too hot, it ruins it. So coconut oil, it really has a higher flash point. Macadamia nut oil is really good also. And fruits and vegetables, lots of vegetables. Get organic vegetables as much as you can. Those of you that can do it, raise your own so you know they're organic. And then, let's see, what else is part? And by the way, those of you who have access to it, if you can eat not only grass-fed, free-range, chicken and pork and beef and all of that, but if you can get any wild game, either on your own or from a buddy that's a big hunter, which is what I do more than doing it myself, that's great, too. What you're getting from wild meat or from grass-fed meats is you're getting the fat in the product that's healthy fat. When you eat meat that was brought to a feedlot and stuffed with corn, yeah, it's tender and tastes really good, but the fat is totally different and not good for you. That's a big deal. We've written about it a lot. There are other books that I recommend on the subject that cover it all. It's not anything that's new. The information's been around for a long time. But one of the reasons it's a problem, you even have the FDA, the federal people, even people that you hear on radio shows and see on television give you these health tips and teach you how to work out, and they look great, and you think that they really know something about health. They tend to recommend low-fat diets, and I think that's the worst thing you can do. I think that you don't want a low-fat diet. You want a high-fat diet, but you want it to be the right kinds of fats, and that's what we try to cover in detail in all of these things. Even what's being recommended to the kids now, the new program in the schools, you know, is primarily a low-fat change, not a change to more quality fats and quality foods. The big change that I'm kind of going through right now is with wheat. There's a book called Wheat Belly. I've talked to you about it. I've shown it to you in the past. I'd recommend you get it and read it either from the library or buy a copy, because it's one you may want to read more than once. It basically tells you in detail and backs it all up that wheat is something that should be eliminated from your diet. I haven't done that totally, but I'm going that direction pretty strongly, and I'll talk to you about it a little bit more when I come back. And we'll go to the phones if you want to jump on here at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'll be back.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739. The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend you try for your dogs. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. Main thing to them is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major points are the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the Munster dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, but all Munster natural foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881.
Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. That product, that flax product that was omitted from the newsletter, we'll get all this updated like it was supposed to be for you, and we'll make the changes, and you can see it online on dirtdoctor.com here in the next few days. But the product that's the flax product that I'm actually using myself right now, and I'm very impressed with it, is called Nutra Blue. It's a terrible name, I'll tell you that, but it's Nutra Blue Flax Revolution. The other one that I've also taken is called Nutra Crane, or CRAN, standing for cranberry, Flax Revolution. I guess the name of the product is Flax Revolution, but it's hard to tell the way the label is done. But anyway, if you click on that HW Health Works button on the left side of the homepage, dirtdoctor.com, it'll take you to a page. And you have to kind of look around in the store there, but you'll find the probiotics in this product as well. Another thing that I failed to mention is that in my vitamins, I also take a calcium magnesium product regularly, and also take salt. A lot of the doctors and a lot of health people will tell you to cut back on salt, and that's good advice if you're using regular salt. If you're using just sodium chloride, if you're using a good quality sea salt, it's not very good advice. It's a good quality food loaded with minerals and good for you. I personally use the Redmond sea salt. Other people like others. There's been a little bit of debate in the past about some of the products having more minerals per weight or whatever. You got to be a little bit careful with that, because some of the products out there have brine. They're wet. They're moist. And so that throws a skew just a little bit. One of the reasons I like Redmond is that it comes from a dry deposit. It doesn't come out of the ocean. The ocean has a little contamination these days. The Redmond salt is much older. It used to be in the ocean, a jillion years ago, but now it's a dry mine, and I think would be, I'm sure is a cleaner product in a lot of ways than at least some of those wet products that come out of the sea. Another book beside, and I didn't finish talking about Wheat Belly. Wheat Belly book is written by a guy named Sandor. No, that's the, take it back, Sandor Katz wrote another book. I forget the author of Wheat Belly. Anyway, Wheat Belly is about the fact that the biggest problem that we have in our health in the country and maybe other parts of the world today is wheat, because wheat's not wheat anymore. It's been changed so much, genetically modified, and it, like corn, goes to fat so quickly. It's a real part of a lot of people's health problems and directly related to weight issues. And so I have I've made a pretty strong attempt to get away from gluten. Gluten in the wheat is what is the real problem. And you'll hear people talk about having gluten-free diets and all that. And a lot of people are severely allergic to gluten and have to be off of it. The issue there with gluten-free breads is that you got to be a little bit careful about some of the substitutions that are put in for the gluten. Some of them can be a little bit iffy as well. One of the breads Tony Manasseri recommended to me that is pretty terrific, that's a gluten-free bread that's real high quality, is called Udi, U-D-I, Udi bread. And it's I like it a lot. I don't – what I'm doing now for breakfast, lunch, and dinner pretty much is not eating any bread at all, just completely have cut it out. I'm not a purist in it by any means. I really wanted to see what the result would be. And I eat some pizza from time to time, and some, you know, if you go to a restaurant that just has bread that you can't resist, you know, that sort of with some real butter smeared on it, I still do that. But when I get hamburgers and the regular kind of things, and I don't eat any bread for breakfast anymore, I've substituted, you know, instead of that, for a while I did eggs and a few other things. I mean, potatoes and a few other things instead of having the bread. Well, here's the second change that I've made. I have an injury right now, and I don't know, you may have, those of you that are members and watch the video, you may have detected it over a period of time. I have a shoulder problem, and it is it's a result of an old injury. About 35 years ago, I did one of the stupidest things on earth. I was mowing the front yard of the house where we used to live, and it has real steep slopes in the front of the house. In fact, the new owners just contacted me the other day, wanted me to come by and see it, and I want to go see them. Well, I was mowing, and I fell, lawnmower going up the hill, and I fell flat on my stomach, still holding a running lawnmower, and it messed up my shoulder, and then I've aggravated it again. Well, I've talked to you about a book before that is how you get rid of arthritis, which I now have as a result of that injury, and bursitis, and a torn muscle. And what I'm doing as an experiment there is I've cut out all nightshades. And boy, is that tough to cut out tomatoes and peppers and eggplant. It's almost impossible to completely cut it out, but cutting way back, and it already feels better. Maybe psychological, psychosomatic, but I'm seeing something so far, so I'll keep you posted on that. If you want to talk about any of these things, give me a call. I'll be back right after this with the second hour, so do not go away.